Well, mark your calendar for, well, that day of love and more, Friday, February 14th. You don't want to miss a task force town hall meeting that addresses the civil justice gap. My next guest on the line, he is involved with this conversation, Justice Brian K. Zara. Good morning to you, Justice Zara.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. What's been your career journey thus far?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I'm getting up there in years. I graduated from the University of Detroit Law School, all local boy down in the Detroit area.
Cool.
Graduated in 87. I clerked in the Eastern District of Michigan. That's the Detroit Federal Court for a wonderful judge named Larry Zadkoff. And after 2 years of clerking for Judge Zadkoff, I went to the Dickinson Wright Law Firm. Wonderful law firm, got great experience, and made partner. Tried a couple of cases with Dennis Archer after he left the Michigan Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Dennis and I became very close.
Yeah.
And eventually, then Governor Engler offered me an opportunity to sit on the Wayne County Circuit Court, the trial court down in the Detroit area. And I always aspired to be a judge from the time I served with Judge Zadkoff. And I took that opportunity and I served 4 years on the trial court and then was appointed to the Court of Appeals where I sat for 12 years. And then Michigan Supreme Court. I'm entering my 10th year on the Michigan Supreme Court.
Wow. Full life thus far. Well, always like to be inspired by those who follow their passions and are good at what they do. Here we go. We do hear from you and Chief Justice McCormick on this Friday, the 14th, Friday after next. 10 to 12, Grand Rapids Center for Community Transformation. I'll give that detail at the very end as well. But can you set the conversation up for this town hall meeting?
Sure. You know, many people realize that, or they just think, you know, indigent people get an attorney. But the fact of the matter is that only applies in criminal matters. You have the right to counsel in criminal cases when you can be deprived of your liberty. But in civil matters, which can range from anything from tickets and landlord tenants to, you know, people trying to take your home and all your livelihood and all your money, there is no right to counsel. And what we've observed in Michigan and throughout the country is there's a civil justice gap. Many people end up needing legal services. They don't know where to find them or they're unable to afford them. And it results in an unfair playing field. And what we're trying to do is to level that playing field. So several years ago, a annual conference of chief justices started talking about, wouldn't it be nice if we could get every state to commit to 100% representation or participation in a justice for all campaign where people can at least gain some access to the information they need. It was also picked up by the annual conference of state court administrators. And Michigan has joined along, and we were very excited to be doing this. We started about a year ago, putting together a team, and we're coming along.
Thank you for that. Again, the Michigan Supreme Court has created the Justice for All Task Force to work toward achieving 100% access to our civil justice system. And this town hall meeting, obviously happening in Detroit as well, but our Grand Rapids, you say will give the public the opportunity to provide input and shape Michigan's plan. Expand here.
So the task force has some wonderful people who are very experienced in the area of civil justice and our civil justice gap. We have Angela Tripp, the project manager from the Michigan Legal Help Center. We have Jennifer Bentley, the executive director of the State Bar Foundation. Together, the first thing we did as a task force was put together an application for a grant from the National Center of State Courts, which we were awarded. And we were able to retain the services of Lisa Colpoise, from Chicago, who is a wonderful person nationally known for her innovation in legal services and providing services to those who can't afford legal services. And so what we're doing right now is trying to identify what it is that we have to help fill the gap and where are these gaps and what are the barriers to people receiving legal help. If you don't know how deep the problem is, it's hard to address it. So this first stage is information gathering so that we can understand the inventory of what we have to offer in legal services for those who can't afford them and where people need them.
Will there be a presentation by you and Chief Justice McCormick and then open it up to the audience?
We'll speak briefly. We'll define our goal and what we're looking for, and then we're hoping that people can share with us their stories so we get a better idea. You know, it's a very diverse state when you look at it from the UP all the way down to the Detroit area, and there are different needs in every area. So what we're trying to do is find out from those who are in the grassroots where it is that we can help provide services. And that's what we hope to gain from these town hall meetings.
Justice Brian Zara with us. He and his colleagues leading this task force town hall meeting to address the civil justice gap on Friday, February 14th, from 10 to 12, Grand Rapids Center for Community Transformation. And again, people who've done nothing wrong often lose their cases in court. What? Because they don't have the legal information or help they need is a big bottom line, I see.
That's exactly it. And I'll tell you, this has been something, a passion in me and close to my heart ever since I was a trial judge, even as a matter of fact, as a practicing lawyer. But as a trial judge, I can't tell you how many times people would come into court, whether it was a response to a divorce action or if it was an appeal from the district court relating to the eviction from their home or civil personal injury or other matters where they didn't even know they had liability. They get served and they come into court without representation. I knew, we couldn't proceed without them being represented. And as a trial judge, I would pick up the phone and call, this legal aid center or that legal aid center. And it was, I was astonished as a judge at how difficult it is to find representation. Every legal aid center has a certain a list of who they can help and what areas they can help. And it simply wasn't that easy to find them help. When I was a practicing lawyer, I'll never forget at Dickinson Wright, I was assigned a pro bono case of a woman with a child who had her pay garnished. And she didn't understand why. And when I dug through the bottom of this, what happened was she was living with her boyfriend several years earlier. She never signed the lease. She moved out because there was problems in the relationship. Then the boyfriend stiffed the landlord on the rent, and he sued both of them, served only the boyfriend. A judgment entered, and they started these proceedings to collect. And if this woman wasn't able to find some help, they would have been able to take her paycheck, which she desperately needed, and there was no legal basis for doing it. So that's what I'm talking about when I say it's an uneven playing field. When people are lacked basic legal services in a civil context, they will often lose their case. It's just not a fair fight.
Thank you for that. Okay, we look forward to hearing your good words and bringing Grand Rapids together for the ultimate goal of talking about how to address the civil justice gap. I'll give all the details after our goodbyes. How do we find out more about you and yours, Justice Zara?
I'm sorry, what's that now?
How do we find out more about you and the court system? I have courts.mi.gov.
Sure. We have a Michigan Supreme Court website that has a bio about all the members of the court, and that's one way of doing it. And, it's in this internet age, it's not hard to find much about anybody these days. So.
Bet. Thank you very much for your service and again for addressing this issue of the civil justice gap come Friday, February 14th. Thank you.